Good afternoon. Somerville, Medford, Cambridge. You're listening to WMFO in Medford on 91.5. This is Zeke Duckworthy. It's Radio Zeke. It's 39 seconds past 1 o'clock here in Boston. Haven't been in this chair for a little while because I believe the transmitter was kaput, but now it's back. I hear the air conditioning in the background here that will be shut down in mere moments. Okay, let's do a PSA. And automation off, playback mode single, stop. Let's get this little puppy all rolling here. As I say, it's WMFO Medford 91.5, Tufts University Freeform Radio.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And apparently the war on at least cannabis is over here in Massachusetts, because at the end of this very month, supposedly the very first cannabis recreational dispensaries will be in operation, a matter of some contention. I believe Somerville, however, is one of the cities that has opted in. And there's a lot of interesting controversy about this. We are going to play a couple of things. I don't have a live studio guest today. You are listening to Radio Zeke. I'm your host, Zeke Duckworthy. And I think I'll start off playing some Johnny Flynn.
Coughing up the change in his pockets, and the shrug in his shoulders, and the blood from his fingers, and the love that I hold for him. Oh, oh, raising the dead, raising the dead, raising the dead. Oh, 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 raising the dead, raising the dead. Songs are twitching with the knees that are pitching, and the farewells are grinning, and we all got it spinning to the place where he lived and the room that he died in. There's a new song playing on the radio that night. Oh, oh, raising the dead, raising the dead. On a low frequency, take down the pillars of our collaborate with spirit, I help it find its way back to me, where I feel it with myself on my way. On my way to the old man in the kitchen, on my way to the fiery, broken-hearted people who all say, oh, oh, raise in the dead, raise in the dead, raise in the dead. Oh, 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 raise in the dead, raise in the dead.
There you go, because when the station comes back on the air, it is a bit like Raising the Dead. That's the great Johnny Flynn off his disc Cillian from a year or so ago. Let's listen to some Adam Carroll.
Screen Door. Looking out the screen door, through the smoke into your eyes. Looking out the screen door, through the smoke into your eyes. You're smiling through the screen door, darling, it's worth 10,000 goodbyes. I'm cleaning up the table, the barbecue tonight. I'm cleaning up the table, the barbecue tonight. I'm looking out the screen door where your face comes in the lights. You said you love the tool pusher 'cause he bought you a ring. Said you love a tool pusher, he bought you a ring. But I pledge my love a thousand times till you're hiding behind the Coke bottle machine. Fingers crossed. Well, it's only wishful thinking, but I keep my fingers crossed. While you take the old man's orders on a checkered tablecloth, you ask me what have I got, darling, when I go back home. You ask me what have I got, darling, when I go back home. I got a trash sack full of rib bones, I got a pocket full of songs, they're all for you. Tool pusher, well, I'm turning out the lights. You're waiting for the tool pusher. Well, I'm turning out the light. He's got Kilgore on his collar. You know how you can tell he's got a lipstick stain tonight. I got grease from washing dishes. You got a name tag on your chest. I got grease from washing dishes. You got a name tag on your chest. You're walking out the screen door, and the smoke is all that's left.
Gathering, and the cops were called in, and his weapon took from him, as they rode him in custody down to the station, and booked Williams and Singer for first degree murder. Yes, he knew who philosophized disgrace and criticized all fear. Acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office of relations in the politics of Maryland, reacting to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swearing and sneering, and his tongue it was snarling. But in a matter of minutes, on bail was out walking. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children. She cleaned up the dishes, hauled out the garbage, never sat once at the head of the table. She just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, laid slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room. And that the letter of a law has no top and no bottom. Stare
without warning. And he spoke through his cloak, so deep and distinguished. Handed out slowly for penalty and repentance. Williams and Singer with their sixpence. As he knew who philosophized his best and criticized all men. Bury the red deep in your face. Now's the time for your tear.
Baltimore Hotel Society gathering, and the cops were called in, and his weapon took from him as they rolled him in custody down to the station and booked Williams and Singer for first degree murder. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, now ain't the time for your tears. Williams and Singer, who at 24 years owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres, with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office relations in the government of Maryland, reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and sneering. In his tongue it was snarling, and in a matter of minutes on bail was out walking. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Patty Carroll was a maid of the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children, who carried the dishes and took out the garbage, and never sat once at the head of the table, who didn't even speak to the people at the table, who just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down to the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never spoke once to Williams and Singer. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level and that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded and that even the nobles get properly handled. Once that the cops have chased after and caught 'em, and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak, both deep and distinguished, and he handed out strongly both penalty and repentance. Williams and Zinger with a 6-month sentence. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, pray the red most deep in your face. Now's the time for your tears.
There you go, two versions of The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll by Bob Dylan. The first one goes way back to when he wrote it, 1964. I mean, that most recent one. One before that was a more recent and electrified version. Before that, speaking of Carroll, we had Adam Carroll doing Screen Door off his record, Looking Out the Screen Door. You're listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you can tell it is kind of freeform, which means essentially I can play whatever I want because we don't have a playlist. We don't really have a lot of rules here. There's nobody here. Although I shouldn't say that. There are thousands of highly trained staffers who are right outside in the heavily guarded archives, electronic and otherwise. Hello to you if you happen to be driving around listening to the 10-watt signal on our terrestrial broadcast frequency of 91.5. Hello to you if you happen to be listening to this show on the internet, and that would include people in Cape Town, South Africa, where there's still no water. People in Los Angeles, people in Chester, England, people in Kiel, Germany, and all over the place, down in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, Austin, Texas, San Marcos, Texas. We have listeners in all of these places. I will wave at people in Jupiter, Florida, and in Baltimore, Maryland, where my buddy Tommy Wyatt is presently hanging out. So that's one of the other reasons I played that Hattie Carroll song. So I'm going to play a couple songs by Towns Van Zandt, who you probably know I favor quite a bit. And then I'll play some more stuff. This particular song is more related to Screen Door than to Hattie Carroll, in the sense that it's talking about a waitress.
Loretta, she's a barroom girl, wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue, spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like a water too. Oh, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and waving song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings, Loretta's fine. Long and lazy, blonde and free, I can't have her any time. sweetest at the break of day, prettiest in the setting sun. She don't cry when I can't stay, at least not till she's all alone. Loretta, I won't be gone long. Keep your dancing slippers on, keep me on your mind a while. I'll be back, babe, to make you smile. Loretta, she's a barroom girl, wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. A dollar bill, yes, I believe I surely will put a tan and drink my fill early in the morning. Little darling, she's a redhead thing, man, she makes my legs too sing. Gonna buy her a diamond ring early in the morning. Gambling man, rolling bones with either hand. 7 years to promised land, early in the morning. Well, whiskey be my dying bed, tell me where to lay my head. Not with me is all she said, early in the morning. Mother was a golden girl, slit her throat just to get her pearls, cast myself into a whirl before a bunch of swine. Long way down the Harlan Road, busted back in a heavy load, won't get through to save my soul early in the morning. A dollar a bill, yes, I believe I surely will go to town and drink my fill early in the morning.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks, y'all. That's right. Mr. Towns Van Zandt himself, a couple songs. The great version of Loretta live at the Old Quarter, and then another pretty great version of that little last ditty there. I'm going to play some more some stuff here. What do I feel like saying? Hello to you out in Somerville and Medford and Cambridge, and hello to you in Belmont. That's right. How's about the Waylon Jennies? What do you think? It's a good song here. Devil's Paintbrush Road.
So long, dusty quaint old song, things attached with glue, live and die and gone. June flowers are so bold on the devil's paintbrush road, the devil paints a double life and there I dare not go. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone, the devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. The devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. I'm not the cheating kind, it snuck up from behind, kicked in the door someday, I can't get her off my mind. The devil paints a double life, living, dying, gone.
What has been given save for an unwanted coffin? Can you share the news? The lowdown on what has happened. There's intrigue and passion of a murder.
Whisper in the policeman's stead like I was never welcome anywhere. another smoking gun, another cross to bear. They say she snagged herself a jealous man. She lay in bed and chased her wine with Percodan. Oblivion or an iron hand. Oh, how can you choose one? How can you choose one? Wasn't raised right. You walk through any town on any given night, you'll find so many that were never raised right. I'm another one that wasn't 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 raised right. Nobody's child and American plight. Fast food futures and a parking lot fight. My parents yelling over which one is right. Brush me under the rug, brush me under the rug. Brush me under the rug. Brush me under the rug. Brush me under the rug.
Yeah, it's Pride of Massachusetts right there. Jason Miles Goss, Raised Right. Before that, we heard Sun Volt doing Carry You Down. And we started that off with Annabelle Chvostik's great song, the Waylon Jennings, her band, the song Devil's Paintbrush Road. You are listening to Radio Zeke on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we'll just jump right back in here.
Is measured out in miles. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can't. Measured out in you. You think you know me, but you haven't got a clue. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me. Hey, fool,
great Elliott Smith. And right before that, the equally incomparably great. Now that's a logical fallacy. You can't be equally incomparable, can you? Except if you're equal in your incomparability. That John Lennon before that, well, Beatles, Hey Bulldog. And those songs are played together because I thought you as the listening audience might let you scratch your chins collectively and say, gee, they do have that same kind of awesome, hoarse voice. And much though I hate to admit it, so does this cat from Wilco.
Right, about the morning, okay, I'm an old shoe, danced above the blade. Stopped crawling. How you doing? Hey, I'm alright.
just been having dreams, they're mostly haunted. I'm losing count when last we spoke. Finally quit numbering the days. And the years get blurry and your voice has changed. Suppose I only knew it covered up in pain. Won't you paint a picture of your own? Are your street lamps hung? Did they burn out again? Are the flowers in your neighborhood in bloom? At least halfway, I learned I got a gift. Let me tell you a story that goes no place. Let the details slide, let the memories drift. Stuck between the lines or free. You know I still get nostalgic in the glimmering sun. You know, rest my head in the weeds. Flowers in a neighborhood in bloom. All the flowers in a neighborhood in bloom.
I looked into the mirror and I could have sworn sake of most of my friends. Get your house in order, roll like a river, kickers and the songbird.
And there you have my good bud John Calvin Abney off of his just released disc, Coyote. It's a great record. He's got a couple of great records. And that guy, I'm just shuffling through a stack of things here. His other record that he gave me when I met him out in Oklahoma last time is called Far Cries and Close Calls. That guy's superb. And before that, the other gentleman I know in this town who's a great guitar player, Abney's a great guitar player, and so is Sam Moss, who I played right before that off his new record, Neon, song Flowers, which kind of seemed to me to go along with that Wilco song, Black Moon, for some reason, seemed like a good fit. You have been listening to Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. Coming up pretty soon, you're going to be able to catch me live. I'm playing a show over at the Bebop in early July. I'm going to be one of their singer-songwriter features there, and I think I got another show coming up here, again, as a musician, somewhere over at the end of the world, where there may, in fact, be a tavern, but I'll announce that when it's ready to roll, since the dates are not locked down. This has been Radio Zeke. I still am Zeke Duckworthy. You can reach me, zeke@duckworthy.com, should you feel so inspired. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The station is functioning normally. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to close us out here with one last bit of Adam Carroll. Again, off his record, Screen Door. That is, Looking Out the Screen Door. Here's a song that he played when I opened for him about a month and a half ago called Girl with the Dirty Hair. Thanks to all, and see you on the slipstream.
In the corner, he's looking for a